When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists compete with you? Why do they rarely, if ever, give you your props? Why don't they want to see you win? And things of that nature. So, first of all, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Hey. Look, y'all, she's showing me. She's showing me here a little rainbow, a little bracelet. The Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon, y'all. You see, I'm on daughter duty today right now. So I got to sneak some time in to make my video. But Self-Love Journal on Amazon. I love me, Lee Hammack. But yeah. I see. I don't cut the videos, y'all. I was going to cut it. I was like, we'll cut it to start off. I cannot cut the video. But narcissistic people typically do not want to see you win because shame is a great provocation for most narcissists and toxic people. They feel like if you are doing better than them, if you feel like if you are doing better than me, if you look better than me, if you have more success than me, if you're smarter than me, then you make me feel worse about myself. It's like I'm already beating myself up internally, right? My inner voice, my inner shame is already telling me that I'm not good enough, that nothing I do will be good enough. Nothing I do can be good enough for me, or, you know, to make myself feel better, feel good about myself. So if I'm already consistently telling myself that, when you do better than me, it's like a weird confirmation bias within my head to just say, hey, look, I already knew I was a horrible person. I always knew that I was not a good person. I always knew that I was worthless and things of that nature. I always knew it, right? So if you are, that's why narcissistic people always want to compete with you, because even if I do better than you, I still don't feel good about it. You see what I'm saying? Because I know internally, especially being self-aware right now, I know internally that it will not be enough for me. You know what I mean? I know internally that it just won't be, it cannot be enough for me. I need to keep moving forward because sooner or later, you might catch me. Sooner or later, this might happen. Sooner or later, you might catch me again and make me feel worse then. Or, once I surpass you, if I compete with you and I surpass you, there's already somebody else that's already above me in this arena. You know what I mean? So just real life example, like Sam Vaknin, you know, one of the first self-aware narcissists on YouTube. You know what I mean? I was always solidly competing with him on YouTube. I'm like, I want to pass him. I want to get more follows than he did. And when I finally passed him, I was like, okay, what's next? You see what I'm saying? It's this weird competition thing where I'm not like, I would never put down any of Sam Vaknin's videos because he's the architect of self-aware narcissism. But in my mind, I was competing with him on a number of followers, but his impact is way bigger than mine. You know, his impact is through me. So I'm just like, I'm creating impact because of him and his videos and I'm in his direct lineage. So anything I do can be attributed to him. When I'm using the term Hoover or, you know, self-aware narcissist or whatever, I just like, I'm in his lineage. So it doesn't matter if I pass him in the number of followers, my impact is part of his impact. So it's just like, it's frustrating, but it's, again, shout out to Sam Vaknin. Do your thing, man. This is not me hating on you. I promise you I'm not. But that's just how my mind works. I need somebody to compete with. Like, if I'm not competing with you, I think a lot of other narcissists feel the same way. If I'm not competing with you, or if I don't have someone to compete with, it feels like I'm wasting away. It feels like I become stationary. You know, I've listened to so many motivational speakers that say, hey, if you're not moving forward, if you're not growing, you're dying. You know what I mean? If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're dying, if you're not moving forward, you're going to die internally. If you die internally, You die from the inside out. You die internally, then you die externally. So I'm just like, I don't want to die. So some narcissists need to compete with you to feel better about themselves, to dig themselves up from the shame, the grave of the shame. You know what I mean? Some narcissistic people have to compete with you to feel better about themselves, to feel better about ourselves. So we have something to look forward to in the morning, because y'all, and plus narcissists get bored, y'all. A lot of us are super bored with our lives and our existences. So competing with you and not celebrating you and putting you down makes us feel better about ourselves sometimes. You see what I'm saying? That's why you see some narcissistic people that will refuse to celebrate your victories, refuse to celebrate your progress, refuse to be there for you. They refuse to clap for you. You know, they make excuses for why you are successful. You know, they make excuses for why you are successful and I'm not successful, or they are not successful. You mean, I would have played sports. And this is just not intimate partnership relationships, y'all. This could be your parent. This could be your child competing with you. This could be your brother, your sister, your friend, your boss, your coworker, anybody in the world. The dynamic shifts. You know what I mean? The dynamic can shift and things of that nature. But that's the way it goes, though, y'all. Some people feel like this is that they have to compete with you. Like some narcissistic people will absolutely compete with you. They won't clap for you, because clapping for you means I'm not clapping for myself. What am I really clapping for? You know what I mean? Narcissistic people are, we are super jealous. We just are. We're super jealous, envious, whatever you want to say. So I do believe there's a difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy to me, y'all, means that I want what you have, but I'm not trying to replace you. I'm jealous of you, of what you have, and I want it. I feel like I deserve it, you know, but I'm not trying to replace you. Envy is like, I want what you have and I deserve to be where you are. You don't deserve it. So I'm trying to replace you. The envious people can be way more dangerous than the jealous people. The envious people start to smear campaigns and try to ruin your reputation and try to take your spot and things of that nature. You know what I mean? You see a lot of envy that goes on in the world of politics and things of that nature. So you have to protect your peace, y'all. You really have to. And I tell people, and that this is easier said than done, y'all. And it's probably not going to make sense to a lot of people. But try not to take it personally when you are dealing with a narcissistic person that's competing with you. You're going to take it. Try not to, y'all, because it's less about you. It's not really about you in this dynamic, in this circumstance, in this situation. It's not really about you. It's really literally about how the narcissistic person feels about themselves. It's about how we feel about ourselves internally that drives us down this hole and messes with our minds. You know what I mean? That makes us feel like we have something to fight for. You mean? It's this, we dig ourselves into this deep, deep hole, and it's hard to dig out of it, y'all. Once we start digging, it's hard to stop digging. It's the digging the hole, it becomes addiction. It becomes an addiction. We can become addicted to digging a hole deeper and making ourselves feel worse about ourselves, y'all. It is a crazy mindset, because the deeper we dig this hole, the less fulfilled we can be. You know what I mean? The deeper we dig this hole, like I said, I did an analogy the other day, like the deeper you go into the ocean, the less light you have. The same thing in this situation right here. The light is fulfillment. The light is joy. The deeper we dig this hole into insecurities and shame, the less joy that we can feel, the less joy that we feel in these situations. So we have to literally empower ourselves to keep moving forward and to be as strong as we possibly can, because if we don't, y'all, It's just wildness, y'all. It really is a wild mindset to have, y'all. It really is. So try not to take it personal when you see a narcissistic person that's competing with you, because they are competing with themselves. You know, they want to be the best version of themselves, and they don't even know what that is. I don't even know what the best version of myself is. I don't even know what I'm striving for. I'm striving for happiness, but what is happiness really, y'all? What is joy really? What is contentment really? You mean? So just try not to take it personal, y'all. And like I said, my daughter's right here in the floor. I'm going to keep this podcast short and sweet to the point, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Join the channel memberships as possible. I know if you're on my YouTube channel, you probably see the members only videos. I'm responding to people's comments with videos on YouTube directly sometimes, y'all, in the membership thing. So join the channel memberships. The link is in the description of every video I post. If you listen to this on Apple or Spotify or whatever, subscribe, join the podcast. Give me that five-star rating if you feel like it's worthy. You know what I mean? Get this self-love journal. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.